Okay lang. Thank you. Magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat. Praise the Lord. At this will be our final session. And then we will either go to heaven or go somewhere else. But last week, we went to hell, right? Today, we will go to heaven. And alam po nyo, pagdating sa eschatology, ay napakadaming mga samot-sari na mga tanong. There are a lot of questions. Why? Because future is the future. And the future is something that, especially yung mga scriptural accounts or scriptural references natin, hindi kompleto. When I say hindi kompleto, because they just give us some glimpses, like heaven, for instance. We don't have the details, but we could have some indications. So it is very open to speculations, open to mga guesses, at saka mga, some are not educated guesses, mga haka-haka, and all of that. Kaya nga, there have been a lot of questionable, controversial statements and views about it. For instance, there are some who are saying, and this group are existing in the Philippines, that the Lord has already come. So there is no more second coming. Oh, when you receive the Lord, di na, dumating na si Lord sa'yo. Oh. Kaya, if you have the Lord, then why do you expect somebody else? Yung mga ganun ba na ano? And if you are not, hindi ka aral, or your members ay hindi aral, then wala na, you just lost your members. And when I was in the PCEC some years ago, we dealt with that. We came up with a strong pastoral letter. And I don't know if some of you are familiar with that, no? Hindi ko sasabihin yung grupo, pero ano, kakaya naman. Yung SOR kasi, medyo kaka, ano, ano. You remember that pastoral letter? Oh. And there are more. There are more. Oh. So kasi, ano yan eh, something that is the unknown, something that is in the future, is open to a lot of these kind of things. So, kung marami po kayo, kung may mga questions po kayo, just be honest, and I'll be honest with you also. Mga iba, hindi ko masasagot. Masasagot na dito naman si Pastor Winston saka si Pastor June, no? At sabi ko nga nung first time natin, kung hindi nila masagot, we'll call on Pastor Manny, Bishop Manny, and Bishop Juray, no? If not, then we'll email si Pastor Steve. Kasi masagot yung mga tanong po natin. But anyway, bago po tayo magpatuloy, I'd like to just say thank you very much. You have been very patient. And when we had our first meeting upstairs, I said that I know this is just a kind of a refreshing session para po sa inyo, because alam naman mo po natin lahat yung mga pinapag-aralan natin, no? But I felt that because of my advanced age, I believe I am the oldest here. No, that's my belief. So, it could not be the reality, but that is my belief, no? Oh. Because I see a lot of Jewish people here. Oh, Jewish, yeah. Jew tayo na buhok. Jew. So, mga kapatid, sabi ko, I think what is most profitable from somebody like me who has been in the ministry for some time is to impart and to share some of the things that I have learned, I have gained out of the box, so to speak, meaning out of those handouts, from those handouts, and then, you know, into something else. And that is what I have done. And I hope this has been very profitable po sa inyo. And nobody would be would turn into a heretic when you come out of this class. Sino nagturo sa iyo yan? Turo ni Bishop Jovi yan eh. And that happened once because yung mga iba po na hindi nakakilala po sa akin, pagka nag-explain po ako ng Genesis chapter 1 up to chapter 3, you know? Oh. So sabi ko, ang personal doctrine ko, yung forbidden fruit yan ay mangga. Oh. Bakit mangga, no? Kasi, you know, hindi ka naman matetemp sa mansanas, matetemp ka sa mangga. Lalo na yung manibalang, tapos maisip mo agad, bagoong. Eh, yung isa nakikinig pala doon, halos bago, so yun, ay, you know, oh. Sabi ni Bishop Joby, mangga daw yun. There was one time I was leading a tour and we were coming from Tel Aviv to the north, Galilee. Tapos we stopped over for coffee somewhere along the Mediterranean. Tapos sabi ko, bababa muna tayo. Gusto niyo mga 10 minutes. Kudakan kayo dyan. Dito po nag-stop over si Jonah. Dito nag-stop over si Jonah kasi yung Joppa kasi yan ang lumang Jaffa. No? Those of you have been to Tel Aviv. Diyan nag-stop over si Jonah nung he was fleeing from the call of the Lord. No? Ginanon ako ni Marilo, my wife. No? May maniwala dyan. Minaniwala nga. Uy, yung Netanya pala, kasi Netanya yung name of the city. No? How many of you have been to Netanya? Diyan, nandiyan ka na, no? Sinong nakapunta doon, papuntang north from Tel Aviv, you go to Galilee area, o kaya you go to the Carmel, doon kay Elijah. So, lumabas yung issue na yung Netanya pala, doon nag-stop over si, you know, yung papuntang Tarsis. Sinakyan ni Jonah. No? Kaya, minsan, ay pagka napapanood ko yung press conference ni Duterte, nakikita ko yung sarili ko. Sabi ko, nag-jo-jokes. So, today, we will go into something that is more refreshing, something that we look forward to, and this is the second coming, and then papasadaan po natin yung heaven, because last time we talk about hell, no? And I hope that before we go out of this room today, we are all convinced that we will see each other in heaven. No, not somewhere else, but in heaven. Okay. You know this story about a teacher. At tinanong po siya, no? Oo. So, how can we know that there is hell? How can we know that there is heaven? Oh. So, ang sabi nung ano, well, I will know that there is hell or there is heaven because I think I will see you there. Oh. Tapos sabi nung nagtanong, no? How about if I will not be there? Then of course, you will be somewhere else. Which is of course, hell, no? But mga kapatid, this is something that is very exciting because this is something that is sure to come. And this is something also that is very close to my heart. Okay, kinikwento ko po kanina at lunch kina Pastor Winston itong kwento ko na ito. So sabi niya, paki-repeat mo, Bishop, sa klase mamaya. So I will repeat this so, because this is something that's very close to me. The story is very short, 45 minutes, no? So, nung ako po ay na-introduce to the gospel through the four spiritual laws, I began to attend church. Pero hindi ako, I felt that there was really nothing that was concrete, that was really something that you know, that you know, that you know, now you have been born again. The way I know it now. And so, pagano-gano lang ako ang buhay ko. And then, dumating October 1973. How many of you were Christians na 1973? Oh, wala pa? Oh, 73. Hindi mo pinamunak? Oo. Oh. Yeah, I'm sure of that. Marami pa sa inyo, baka wala pa. No? You were still in the sanctified imaginations of your parents. But it was the October 1973 in the history of Israel is very, very much of a turning point. It is called the Yom Kippur War. Yom Kippur is the Hebrew word for the Great Day of Atonement. And during that war, it was the Egyptians, Egypt with Jordan and with Syria, they aligned themselves together. At itong mga allies na ito, inatake po nila ang Israel during the Great Day of Atonement. And the Great Day of Atonement is a day of fasting. Talagang total fasting yan. In fact, until today in Israel, pag Yom Kippur, lahat tigil. Walang transportation except yung mga ambulances, yung mga service ba na talagang urgent. No? Kaya pagka Great Day of Atonement doon, nagbibisikleta lang yung mga tao. All stores are closed. Lahat talaga is closed. That is how sacred it is to them. So lahat nagpa-fasting. Pero mo nagpa-fasting yung mga sundalo, IDF, and then, zoom, all of a sudden, the bombs came. And so for 3 days, they could not rebound. So ang dami yung namatay. But it turned out that, you know, as we always say, the Lord is with them, so paano matatalo ang Israel? And when they rebounded, talagang they pushed the Egyptians to the desert called the Sinai Peninsula. So much so that they were already 50 kilometers away and they will take Cairo when the United Nations intervened. So nagkaroon ng ceasefire. And here I am. No, hindi ko alam kung hot and cold ako or hindi ako Kristiyano ako. But I already knew something about this because somebody gave me a copy of The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey. How many of you are familiar with that book? Late Great Planet Earth. Oh, it's a very, very heart-rending book. And it would really be something that pushes you into making a decision for the Lord. Kasi doon book na yun, pagka binabasa mo, parang nadyadyan ang Panginoon, darating na. He's at the door. Ganun yung feeling ko, no? And if the Lord will come today, saan ako? Oh, I'm not certain if I'll be going to the place that God, thank you, that God wanted me to go to, no? Oh. And so, when I was reading, I don't know if it's Time or Newsweek, I read testimonies of IDF. IDF is Israel Defense Forces. Na nagtetestimony, wala na silang mga bala, but their guns were still ablazing. Oh, talagang ano sila, oh. Wala na sila bala, pero ito. Oh. So sabi ko, natakot ako. Natakot ako. Oh. Kaya I was telling you one time, talagang yung second coming, panakot yan eh. Oh, ang daming mga naboborn again because of that. Kaya ngayon, Thief in the Night. You remember Thief in the Night? Oh, ang daming naboborn again dyan. Thief in the Night na yan. Oh. Medyo, ano ngayon, inaayos nila ngayon dun sa office nila sa State of Washington, Thief in the Night. Tapos, i-re-issue nila. Kasi, ninakaw yun eh. Oh, kaya, naayos nila ngayon. So, that was my situation. Sabi ko na ako, it's time to repent. It's time to go to the Lord. Oh, and so, one afternoon, nagkakape kami ng yung nagdala sa akin sa Panginoon at yung, ano, yung palayan ko sama sa church. So, na nagbabackslide din during that time. So we committed ourselves to the Lord. One afternoon yan, I could go to the same place. Wala na yung lugar na yon, but the same place, doon sa corner ng Plaridel, Del Pilar, at saka Heran Street. O, Heran ngayon, hindi na Heran eh. Pedro Hill na yon. Oh. And then we resolved to give our lives to the Lord. Because of that. Fast forward 2003. I was in Israel. And meron po kaming, when I was pastoring, we have a leader We have two leaders who were in Israel at gusto nila magplant ng church. The reason why I was there, no? Tapos, ito si Brother Kips. Maraming mga susi. Ito maraming susi. Eh kasi po, ito yung mga bahay na I'm taking care of. Oo. And then, nagkwento na siya. Sabi niya, alam po niya, Bishop, itong may-ari ng bahay sa general, veterano, sa Yom Kippur War. Oo. Tapos, may siya, nagkwento siya. Alam mo, Kips. Sabi na niya, sa English, no? Pero tinatagalog ko. Alam mo, nagkwekwento daw tungkol sa gera, tapos sinasabi, wala na kaming bala, pero ano pa rin? Oh, yung aming mga guns were still blazing. Oh, blazing. Kinalabutan ako. Oh. Kasi, you know, that was 1973, tapos here it is, 2003. I was listening to the reality of that. Miracles that the IDF experienced. And that was 2003. Then June 2008, Joshua and myself, we were in Israel. I was a speaker in a church and they were having their anniversary at the Dead Sea. Merong isang caregiver doon, dala-dala niya yung kanyang employer. Employer niya, naka-wheelchair, kung minsan din, makakatayo naman. Oh. And then, Bishop, doon po kayo sa tabi niya. Oh, bibiro pa ako. Maubusan ako ng English dyan. Oh. So, tumabi ako doon. Kwekwentohan kami. Yun pala, veterano siya ng 1967 war at saka Six-Day War of 1967 where the Israelites retook the whole of Jerusalem. And he was also a veteran of the Yom Kippur War. Oh, so sabi ko, I was very excited. Kwekwento ko yung nangyari sa akin, no? Oh, 1973. Now, is it true that, very excited ako, is it true that God, and I was expecting him to say, na talagang excited, yes, you know, our God, our Hashem. Hashem kasi yung tawag nila sa God, they don't use the word Yahweh, Hashem. I wish Hashem was help us, etc. Pero hindi. You know, makain lang siya. Tapos sinagot ako, yes, that was very regular for us. yung tanke mo kung wala na, you know? Yung baril mo wala nang tapos, sasabihin niya, oh, that was very regular for us. Oh, sabi ko, wala man lang excitement ito, di wala man lang. So sabi ko, wow, 1973, 2003, 2008. And of course, if you read the history of these wars, you will see, sa i-Google nyo, mga testimonies, talagang it's true. Wala na silang bala, pero pumuputok pa rin. Alam mo, Abrel. Kaya nga sabi ko, the Lord really is a very good Lord at that cemented my faith under the Lord. Kaya nga dito, second coming na ito is very exciting always for me. Kasi dito ako talaga bumalik sa Panginoon. So, hindi naman ako mag-altar call ngayon. So, mamaya, baka mabibay sa inyo, gustong bumalik sa Panginoon. Hindi natin gagawin yun. Because you are all on fire. You are always on fire for the Lord. But this is something that is very essential for us to see and to understand. Amen? Also, let's go to our lessons. And what we will do today is we will... We'll go through this first. By the way, ang ginawa po ni na Sister Lourdes, Miss Lourdes, malakas. Okay. Those of you who did not get a copy, kasi remember we have one question. How do we know? Okay. We have one question last week. How can we know that a nation has been transformed? Kasi we are into training leaders, transforming nations. Go and make disciples of all nations. So how can we know that a nation has been transformed? How do we know that a nation has been discipled? And I told you about this magazine that we were So, yun nun. Sinong, do you have it? Yes. Do you have it in your, ano? So, Dr. June Vincere, whom I'm sure some of you have heard in the 2010 EN conference sa MOA. He has 5 indicators how to say, how to know that a nation has been discipled. So it's up for you to read that. Okay?
Now,
how do we begin eschatology? Let's start with page 2. Why is it important that we study eschatology? Let me ask you, how many of you have taught on this subject? How many of you have taught on this subject? Okay. So you all know the views, right? But why is it important that we go into eschatology as a refresher? Because the second coming of Jesus is imminent and we should be ready anytime when He comes. Now, you remember in our statement of faith, one of those items there, how many items are meron tayong 5 or 7 sa ating statement of faith? That one of them, which is standard for any statement of faith, is that we believe in the personal, imminent coming of the Lord, physical coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yung tinatawag na bodily advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we believe that. It challenges us to live holy lives in an unholy society and age. It urges us to be more zealous in obeying the Great Commission. It should make us excited that soon the many Bible prophecies about the second coming will come to pass, reinforcing our belief in the truth and authority of the Word. The fact of Jesus coming in the New Testament, it was declared by Jesus Himself. It was declared by the angels. It was taught by the Apostle Paul. It was taught by James. It was taught by Peter. It was taught by John. And so we see here an abundance of scriptures to affirm and confirm the truth that indeed the Lord Jesus Christ will come again. And those of you who have been to the Mount of Olives, you realize that He will land in the Mount of Olives. How many of you have been to the Mount of Olives? Those of you have been to Israel, I'm sure you have been there. Those of you who have not been to Israel, you owe it to yourself to go to Israel. No? Kano lang naman yun? Siguro, Pastor Carlo, mga 3,000, ano? 3,000. Isang offering lang yan. Amen. The manner of His second coming. Now, before we go ahead, among all the churches in what we call Christianity or Christendom, there are 2 things that we need to understand when we are faced with eschatological studies like this. Number 1, there are many areas where we agree. Walang questions, we agree. And these things that we are talking about now are the things where we all agree. Sino ka man, ano man ang church mo, ano man ang persuasion theologically, meron ka, ikaw man ay Methodista, ikaw man ay fundamentalist, ikaw man ay liberalism, no, in this liberal party. But we all agree that He is coming. We believe in the truth of His coming. And we also believe in the manner of His coming. But later on, makikita po natin, there would be some deviations. There would be some questions as to the exact way when He will physically come. But all of these things, mga kapatid, the fact of His coming, we all agree that He will come again. Number 3, the manner of His coming, it is literal, it is personal. It is visible, and we will see the body. It is sudden, unexpected, we know not the exact day or time. That's why it is always futile for anybody, for that matter, to predict, to prophesy, to declare that ito yun, darating si Lord. No? How many of you were already Christians in September 1988? And you remember one church that propagated and profited so much because of that booklet that they sold to thousands of people, fooling a lot of people. 88 reasons why Jesus Christ is coming in September 8, 1988. Oh, how many of you have read that? Nung araw na yon, no? Oh, so wag natin sabihin yung church, no? Pero nasa Magallanes theater sila dati. Oh. And I remember it very well, no? During that day, kasi talagang ano yan eh, sinubaybayan ko yan sa radyo. Oh. And the members of that church were in white. Dinidescribe ng radio announcer, they were in white, nag-worship, nag-pray-pray, and all of that, no? Oh, until alas 12, launa na lang madaling araw, inantok na ako, so siguro, darating si Lord, baka umaga na, so wala na. Oh. Eh, nagising ako, nabalitaan ko, wala pa rin. Oh. For reasons of his own, he did not come. Oh, baka na traffic or whatever, you know. Oh, naubusan ng gasolina yung ano, yung jet plane or whatever, but he did not come. And then there were others who came after. And you remember this guy whose name is Harold. Yeah. Ito yung pinaka latest eh, di ba? Oh, Camping, yeah. Oh, si Harold Camping. Oh, he made a lot of money also. Kaya sabi ko nga, nag-iisip ako minsan, no, pagka wala akong pera, this is a good, this is a very spiritual way of giving hope to people and making a lot of profits in return. It is an hour you do not expect. You know not the day nor the hour. No one knows, not even the angels, but only the Father. Unexpected hour, like a thief in the night. You know, you remember yung mga jokes natin about the thief in the night? You remember na pag nanakawan ka, hindi naman magpapadala ng memo o email o FB message sa'yo, no? Oh, please be informed that tomorrow night at about 12 o'clock, we will come and rob you. No? Please be guided accordingly. Wala namang ganun na dumarating. Like a thief in the night. Awaiting our blessed hope. As you see the day drawing near, the judge is standing at the door and all of those. You know, when I was back into the church, talagang alam ko, born again na po ako. That was 1973. And I don't know how old is Pastor Carlo during that time. But doon sa Four Square churches where we came from, talagang punong-puno yan ng mga excitement. Why? Because the preaching was always on the second coming. Always, the second coming. Lalo na pagkagabi. Because in the Four Square church, the evening service is always evangelistic. Oh, second coming, magandang panakot yan eh. Oh, darating na si Lord, darating na si Lord. No? So, and even the prophecies, oh, puro second coming. That saith the Lord, I'm coming soon. No. Oh, that was 1973. That's still the same prophecy that is being proclaimed. He's coming soon. But indeed, He's coming soon. But we don't know the hour and the day. At kaya nga, pag mayroong nagsasabi, oh, darating na si Lord in that time and all of that, you know. So, sino may sabi sa'yo? Oh. Minsan, there was one time we were in a dinner with my wife. And naroon po kami sa linya, kasi buffet. Tapos, meron sa likuran ko na gustong mag-engage in conversation. O, alam mo ba, Bishop Joby, meron ako nabasa 2 weeks ago na ganito, darating na daw si Lord. O, sabi ko, kailan daw darating? O, yung darating daw, mga September eh. O, I think that was July, you know? Ah, di bali, matagal pa naman, sige lang. Just enjoy yourself. So, tagal na pala eh. I mean, that has always been my attitude. When somebody will say, eh, darating na si Lord, darating na si Lord. And kailan darating? Siguro, baka next week. Diba? May 2 weeks pa naman pala. So, I remember yung ano natin. Nabutan ba ninyo yung One Life natin sa Victory? You know? Surely, One Life. So, tinanong ako ni Chinkitan, eh, what will you do, Job Jovi, if you know that tomorrow is your last day? So sabi ko kay Chinky, well, I will drink Coca-Cola. What do you mean Coca-Cola? Oh. Eh, you remember yung advertisement ng Coca-Cola? Coke adds life. Oh. Oh, di pampaba pala ng buhay. Oh. Huwag na tayong magkape, ha? Still Lodge, ha? Coke na lang, Coke. The purpose of the second coming. Now, before we go into the purpose, let me say offhand, the purpose of the second coming is not a rescue mission. Amen. It is not a rescue mission. Kasi, in our circle, which is the classic Pentecostal circle, na parang mga Thessalonian believers na, na darating na si Lord, so huwag na magtrabaho, darating na si Lord eh. No? Oh. So, naroroon yung expectation, yet at the same time, ay sapagkat nahirapan sila na magbayad ng utang, sa Lord, dumating ka na. Ano? It's a rescue mission. Okay, hirap na hirap na sa buhay nila, economically and whatever, puno-puno ng problema and all of that, you know. So, they think that it's a rescue mission. Lord, dumating ka na ngayon, dumating ka na ngayon. Oh. Ay sabi ko, matatalo kayo yan sa prayers na isang grupo. Sabi, ano yung grupo po? Yung mga singles na gusto pa mag-asawa, mas malakas ang prayer nila. Oo, kasi sabi, Lord, dumating ka na ngayon, dumating ka na, kasi may problema ko, kasi hindi ako makabayad ng utang. Yung mga singles, Lord, huwag muna, huwag muna. Oo, eh, pinapakinggan ni Lord siguro yung mga singles. No? Kaya hindi pa siya dumarating. But the purpose are the following: to fulfill His promise to take us to be with them, with Him. For those who hold to the premill, pre-trib teaching, we'll go through that later on, Jesus' return is also to deliver them from the tribulation and Antichrist. Now we will get to that later on. During our time, some of our favorite songs in the church are still songs that sometimes I catch myself either singing or humming. Kaya kumisa, mag-drive ako nung bata pa sina Joshua at misa kinakanta ko yung I have a mansion just over the hilltop. How many of you remember that song? Huh? It's an old song. So I don't understand. I will understand if you will not raise your hand. No, it's either you have not heard it or you are denying it. But, yan yung mga kanta natin, no? Oh, when the roll is called up yonder. Di ba? When the roll is called up yonder. Ito yung mga favoritong songs namin. No? Tapos, He's coming soon. He's coming soon. Yan, mga ganyan. No? Tapos, pagkatapos mga conferences, no? Till we meet again. Oh. Till we meet at Jesus' feet. Yeah, tapos, four square kasi siya, no? Four square kasi si Pastor Carlo, pareho kami, kaya, ito yung mga top hits namin nung araw. Oh. Pagka nagpapaalaman na sa conference about prophecy, till we meet at Jesus' feet, no? Kaya marami umiiyak yan. Pero yung mga iba naman, umiiyak, not because they were touched by the song or the coming of the Lord, kasi uuwi na, wala pa silang pamasahe, no? Yung mga by faith, eh. Yung mga iba by feet. Ito maganda, I will come to give rewards. Amen. We'll have a lot of rewards. And of course, we all know the crowns. No? How many of you have thought about the crowns? There are about 5 popular crowns that we see in the New Testament. And pinagdidibatihan pa rin hanggang ngayon. Everybody is bludgeoning each other. If this is a literal crown or this is a figurative crown. No? Actually, we don't know. But basta sabi sa Biblia, it's a crown. So whether it's figurative or literal, it's one of our rewards. Kaya nga, one of my illustrations is always something like, you know, pagka tinawag ang pangalan mo, after tinawag na lahat, tinawag si Pastor Winston, tapos, 24 angels ang nagkikere ng kanyang crown, no? Kasi because of what he has done, etc. Tinawag si Pastor June, no? Mga 24 din na angels. Nandun ang corona, tapos tinawag ka, walang angel. Kasi wala, wala palakpak kasi binigay si Lord Lord. Oh, no? Isang sticker, Jesus loves you, smile. Because we were not that faithful. Number 4, to completely destroy Satan and his works, to establish his everlasting kingdom, that Christians shall be like him. Now, number 5 is something that is very important here. When we were doing ecclesiology, we made a difference between the kingdom and the church. Now, the church is not the kingdom. The kingdom is not the church. The church is not the kingdom. And we all know the distinctions and the delineations. Amen. The church extends the kingdom. The kingdom has come when the king has come, the Lord Jesus Christ. However, we also teach and we also realize that while the kingdom is now, it is also not yet. Because when that kingdom and its fullness will come, then that not yet will be fulfilled. So we now have the kingdom and we are now kingdom people. We have kingdom power, we have kingdom authority, we have kingdom whatever, no? Oh, kingdom good looks. But when the Lord will come and establish his eternal kingdom, then that not yet will be fulfilled. And that not yet will be, I don't know how many years from now. And then the Christians shall be like him. This is the hope that we have enunciated to us by the Apostle John in his first letter. When we see him, we shall be like him. Amen. We did teach on this when we were doing the Holy Spirit. The attitude of Christians over the second coming, a blessed hope, eagerly long for it, awaiting a Savior, our Lord, come and be ready. Now, some major signs of the second coming. These are some of the major signs, and those of us who have gone into this would realize that there are more signs that are now coming. But we will go through this very quickly, and then we will just emphasize some items here which are very, very contemporary. And currently, we see them in the news. But let me say this first. Number one, when we speak of the fulfillment of prophecy, in my experience, in my observation, in my readings, I found out that these prophecies are fulfilled in a very natural way. Hindi pinilit, hindi force, hindi contrive. It comes in a very natural way. Let me explain. We will find out later on, nakalagay po dito, but I will explain it now. We all know about these microchips that are now being used, that are now being embedded or injected into the hands of some people. Obamacare, yung health program ni Obama, provides for that. Na ikaw, lalo na pag ikaw ay pasyente sa ospital, ay mai-embed ka ng microchip. Now, what is that microchip all about? How many of you have at least two cards? Credit cards. Okay. Pakita sa kamay, whether you have paid or not. Okay. How many of you have other IDs? Driver's license, no? So, dalawa na yan, no? How many of you are dual citizens, like me? Oh, big sabihin, senior ka na, no? Oh, may 20% discount ka na. Ako lang. Oh, ako lang, no? Oh, some are in denial. But, so, in my case, I have already three cards. I have my drivers, I have my seniors, and I have a credit card. Or I have a debit card, whatever. And sometimes, sa dami ng cards natin, may mga iba nga, kumisan, pag magbabayad, dami-daming cards, no? Oo. Dami-daming cards. So, nahirapan siya. That's why this proposal for a national ID comes as a very logical proposal. It's a logical idea. Because yung identity natin will be just merged into one card. Lahat yan. Nasa ano na yan. Oh. However, your card can be lost. Pagka ma-hold up ka, tapos hindi nakarating yung mga sundalo ni Duterte, oh, on time, so nakuha na yung ano mo, yung wallet mo, okay na, iwanan mo, whatever, you know. Oh. May mga iba nga, minsan, ay twice already nangyari sa akin, mag-ATM ako, tapos merong card pa dun na hindi ano nakalimutan, ano, nakalimutan i-retrieve nung the person before that. So, it can be lost. It can be lost. How many of you have experienced losing a card? Oh. So, it was a very natural thing to think that siguro ilagay natin somewhere na hindi mananakaw, hindi mawawala. Oh. So, that is the idea of the national ID. Your and my identity will be in that microchip and it will be embedded somewhere here so that when you go, parang RFID, no? Pasok ka lang doon, no? RFID, oh. So wala na. Tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk, whatever. Basta, it's, no, it's hassle-free. Quick! Di ba? Oh. So, nung January 2012, I left my wife, si Marilu, in New York. She could not come back to me dito sa Pilipinas. She could not join me in the flight to the Philippines because merong inobserbahan sa kanyang blood. Kaya yung doctor, sabi niya, you have to stay. Kaya nga, yung mga ninong ni Joshua, wala yung mama ni Joshua during his wedding. Oh, kailan ba yung kinasal si Joshua? Oh. February, no? February 2012. Oh. So, Malaysia before March. And it was providential because the third week of March 2012 in Mount Sinai hospital in Queens, New York. Mag-uumpisa na sila na i-require mga pasyente ay magkakaroon na ng microchip. So, nasabi na sa akin ni Marilu noon before that. Kaya sabi ko sa kanya, biniro ko siya, nako, pag may microchip ka na, anti-Christ ka na, so hindi na ako pwedeng tumabi sa'yo. No? So, something like that. But it was a reality, no? Ano na siya, no? Third week. But she left before that, so wala. Wala siyang ano ngayon, no? But maybe some of you have heard that si Chris Aquino, she's flaunting na meron na siya. Oh, all of that. Kasi, all your identity, nandito na. So hindi na kailangan, oh, card mo, etc. Oh, wala na. In fact nga, doon sa hospital ni Sister Marilu, doon sa Mount Sinai sa Queens. No. Pagpupunta kami doon, tinatanong lang yung number. Oh. Hindi may bibigay pangalan mo. No ma'am, no, we don't need your name. We just need your number. How many of you have been in establishments na ganun? They just need your number. You and I have become a number, have become a statistic. Oh, and that has happened. I saw it happening, and I see it will continue to happen, but in a different way, because ito na mismo. So, ganun na lang. Ano ka na? Pasok ka na. Now, listen. Pag ito ilalagay, what can happen to your hand? Pwede ano yan eh. Pwede maputol. No? So pag maputol ito, wala ka ng identity. Nobody knows who you are. You don't even know your own identity na kasi wala na eh. There is no way. Oh. And so, it becomes logical for this scientist or whoever are this specialist to think na ilagay natin dito. Oh. So, the mark of the beast would come to your mind, to my mind now. Ilagay natin dito. Sapagkat, it's very logical. When you put it here, and your leg will be cut off, no? Guess. Oh, siguro by that time, patay ka na rin, ano? Oh, no? Ano kaya? Patay ka na by, pag wala ka ng ulo, no? Oh. So, you don't need identity na. You don't need identity na. Kaya nga, it's a very logical, it's a very natural thing na nangyayari. And a lot of these things are happening before our very eyes. Those of you who have been to Israel, you have seen the big menorah. Yung bang nasa, nandito ka, nandito yung, ano, nandito yung Wailing Wall. Tapos, titinan mo, may menorah doon sa banderon. How many of you have been to that menorah? Yung pure gold, encased in, tawag nito? Bulletproof glass. Oh, bulletproof glass. Kasi puro yun eh. Pure gold. Several years ago, I met the director of the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, near the Kotel or the Wailing Wall, that is their office. And he showed me yung mga nire-research nila na mga materials na gagamitin for the utensils and all of that in the third temple that will be built. Maroon na, kumpleto na sila. So, all of these things are happening all around us. But it is happening in a very natural way. Kaya hindi natin, ano, hindi natin, hindi tayo nagiging very conscious about it. Kasi, ano, it's a need. Oh, so it's a need, then, you know, we'll go through it. Halimbawa, I'll tell you another one. We go through the signs. Specific signs later on. All of us have cell phones. And there was a time that cell phones don't have cameras. No? How many of you naumpisan ninyo yung cell phone na ganito kalaki? No? Oh, siguro naman kalahati nito. No? Oh. If you will sell that now, that will be museum piece. Kaya mahal na yun. No? Yung aking Nokia nung araw, no? Ganyang kalaki. Oh. Tapos ilalagay mo pa sa bag. Oh, those of you who know si Brother Narge Jimenez, there was one time, nag-meeting kami, Narge Jimenez sa Channel 7, may daladala siya, ano? May daladala siya na mas malit ng kunti dito. Sabi, oh, Brother Narge, ano daladala niyo? Cellphone. Mga Nokia, ganyang kalalaki. Walang mga cameras and all of that. The Bible tells us that when Jesus will come, the whole world will see Him. All eyes will be upon Him. When this was being taught to us in Bible college, we were in Quezon City. So sabi ko, paano mangyayari yan? Ang layo-layo ng Israel. Oh, hours and hours away. So how can that be fulfilled? So wala, it was an impossible thing physically. But then came the satellite. Then came the email. Then came the et cetera, et cetera. And then came the smartphone with how many pixels na camera. Ngayon, palakihan na. Oh. Ayun pala, kaya na. Kaya nga every time tinatanong ko, baka anong ginagawa niyo, Bishop Joby, sa Israel? Advance party ako ng CNN eh. O kaya ay advance party ako ni Mike Enriquez. Para pag dumating si Lord, ako yung taga-broadcast. Oo. Ibig sabihin, naiwan ako. Oo. Kasi may si rapture eh. So, makikita ng buong mundo. Oh. Now it's a reality. The first time we set on Mount of Olives, so, tinext ko yung mga kaibigan ko. Dito kami ngayon sa Mount of Olives, wala pang camera nun eh. Wala pang camera nun ng mga smartphones. So it was something that is a need, and so it was a very natural thing. Ganito po yung nangyayari sa mga prophecies. And so as we go through this, let's bear that in mind. Paki-check mo lang ha, kung ano na, Pastor Winston. Paki-time mo lang ako. Ha? Oh, sige. Okay, break muna tayo.